Module 9, Recording 1. A.
Men go bald because of a chemical in their bodies called testosterone, which causes them to grow facial hair and have deep voices. If large amounts of this chemical occur in the body, signals are sometimes sent to the head, saying that there is no need to grow any more hair, so the head forgets to replace hair which falls out naturally. Women don't usually go bald because testosterone is only present in much smaller quantities in their bodies.
B.
As far as we know, human beings are the only animals that laugh, and they are certainly the only animals who are ticklish. Most of us have a ticklish spot somewhere, and it's usually pretty easy to find. The feeling we get when another person tickles us is similar to what we experience when spiders or small insects are crawling over us. This same feeling sends us into a state of panic and elicits a response of uncontrollable laughter if a person tickles us. Even if we know that we are about to be tickled, the fear and unease of someone touching and possibly hurting us causes us to laugh. Some people are so ticklish that they begin laughing even before they are touched.
C.
No one is quite sure why people sleepwalk, but it is thought that it happens when there is sudden activity in the brain during very deep sleep. Sometimes we respond to this unusual activity by getting up and walking. Sleepwalking is much more common in children than in adults. Experts believe that almost every child sleepwalks at some time, but it is especially common in pre-adolescent boys. Sleepwalking is much more worrying in adults. It can be a sign of serious stress or even addiction problems.
D.
The yawn is the result of the body's need for extra oxygen. This often occurs just after we have woken up, or if we are bored or short of air in a hot, stuffy room. In most cultures, it's good manners to cover your mouth when you yawn. But the original custom may have come from fear rather than politeness. In ancient times, it was feared that the soul and life itself might leave the body when the mouth was open. So the hand was placed in front of the mouth to keep it in its place.
E.
Hiccups are actually caused by a spasm, a sudden muscle movement in the diaphragm, the part of the body which controls our breathing. Although most attacks of hiccups last only for a few minutes, they can be extremely embarrassing, and there is one case on record of an attack of hiccups lasting for 68 years. There are many suggested cures. A sudden shock, holding your breath, swallowing rapidly, drinking a glass of water. But all have one thing in common. They all make you concentrate on something else, so your body then forgets to hiccup.
F.
English speakers say bless you. Spanish speakers say Jesus. German speakers say Gesundheit, meaning health. In many cultures, it's customary to give some kind of blessing when someone sneezes. But why is this? Some believe that the custom stems from the Middle Ages, when a deadly disease called the bubonic plague was common in Europe. One of the final stages of the disease was prolonged sneezing. When others heard the sneezes, they knew the person was about to die. Hence the original saying, "God bless you," now shortened to "bless you."